Hello and welcome to the channel Cosmic Agency. My name is Gosia. This is my first time speaking in English to the world about our recent developments and the recent experiences. For those of you who do not know me, I have been living in Barcelona for about 7 years. When I first got here, I had an esoteric shop with the same name, Cosmic Agency. After 2 years, I closed it. And after a while, I opened a YouTube channel with the same name, Agencia Cosmica, where I started to interview people in the topics of metaphysics, spirituality, extraterrestrials. I also made some summaries and translations of English articles into Spanish. So I had this channel for about 3 years. I started in 2015. And recently, the first contact was about December last year, 2017, but since April, May this year, 2018, the contact has been regular almost every day. And what contact? Well, I would like to explain you a little bit about my and Robert's contact with the Pleiadian race from Taygeta system. I have been sharing the messages from Taygeta for about 4 months already, since April, in Spanish. I have a Spanish version of the channel, and the information is already quite known, and there are a lot of people who are learning a lot from this because the information is just so amazing, so extensive. There's so much to learn. The lady that I will explain, who is Pleiadian one, who is sharing with us this information, is just telling us so many beautiful things. So I have been sharing this information in the Spanish channel, and now I decided to open an English channel, because this just has to be shared with all of the world, with you. So let me just very briefly explain how it started and what this is about. Last year in September 2017, we attended a UFOlogy World Congress here in Barcelona, where my friend Robert, who is also a YouTube channel owner, he has had his channel for 3 years. We both attended this congress, and he met a lady, a French lady, older lady, who told him that she had had contact with the Pleiadian race through writing. My friend Robert started to communicate with this lady, and after a while, resuming very fast the situation, after a while she introduced him in writing through internet to this extraterrestrial young lady called Svaru. After a short while, I was introduced to both of them, the French older lady and Svaru also. It was in December last year. We had two conversations and that was it. This year, at the end of April, May, we started to talk again, and since then we have been communicating hours and hours and hours per week, both Robert and myself. Now, how do we know this is for real? What's happening? How is it that they communicate through the internet? Well, they have started communicating, I think, around 2008 with a lot of people around the world. It is the race of Pleiadians from Taygeta, star system Taygeta. And they have used this technology, internet, in contrast to channeling, for example, because channeling is not a very reliable source of communication anymore to them. We have developed technology enough for us to be able to communicate with them in this way. This way it avoids the distortions, it avoids misinterpretations, it avoids the mental, not distortions, but you know, when you channel, you it's very probable that you mix probably some information that is really coming through with perhaps some of your mental projections. So now that we have the technology, we have internet, they decided, at least this race, I'm talking only about this race because there are many, 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 many races and they all have different methodologies. But this one, Tegeden race, Pleiadian race, they have decided to communicate through us, with us through internet. Because why internet and not something more, I don't know, you know, more advanced? Because the non-interference laws, which will be explained in the videos, among other things, state that they cannot use the technology that is not currently available to the to any given planet. So right now that we have internet, it is a perfect tool for them to reach us and to transmit their information and their knowledge, their messages to us without distortions. They have been using channeling, but very recently, around June, they have decided not to channel anymore because of that reason. There are other reasons, but I don't want to make this video very, very, very long. It's just an introduction video to who I am and to this contact. Oh, by the way, we are not the only ones who have talked with this race. Throughout the years, since 2008, they have been speaking to many people around the world, not just in English, in Spanish, in Russian, in all different languages. In fact, the campaign was quite massive until a while ago. A while ago, they have decided, and not them, the Pleiadian, Tegeden Pleiadians, the Federation, which Tegedens belong to, the Federation decided that right now the direct contact is not the best way to approach us. There's so much more to it. Maybe I'll explain this as we continue with the videos. I want this to be very, very introductory. So they have been communicating with many people throughout the years until very recently. We have been thinking about different options about this, like, because of course, how do we know it's not some person sitting there on the other side of the computer and communicating with us? First of all, they have been Svaru, because mostly it's her now. It's actually right now it's just her. She's the only one communicating with us at the moment. And it's been hours and hours since April, every day almost, with Robert and myself. So who in their right mind would be spending so much of their time to transmit their information to us with nothing in return? They don't want anything. She doesn't want anything in return. There is nothing that she asks from us. She hasn't even asked us to share the information in any way. We just started talking on a personal level, and then we offered, both me and Robert, because we both have channels, so we just, I had to share this information. I felt this cannot stay just with me. It deserves so much. It deserves to be shared with everybody, with all of you. And you will see the knowledge, the extent of the knowledge is just extraordinary. It's very impressive. So we offered to share the information. It's not that they contacted us, the YouTubers. No. We have been introduced to them, despite the fact that we have the YouTube channels, and we started chatting on a personal level, and then we simply offered to share this information. And we have been doing this on a regular basis. It's our permanent job right now, just to share this information. So I completely eliminate the possibility of just a normal person sitting there and wasting their time giving us genius, absolutely genius information that fits with so much in the subject of metaphysics, spirituality. It ties everything together. It makes perfect sense. It's empowering, spiritual. There's just no way. As I said, judge the information, judge the messages by yourself. I just want to share what has happened to us. It's something unbelievable. I have been asking and dreaming and yearning for extraterrestrial presence, extraterrestrial contact for I don't know how many years. I haven't even seen UFO. I've never seen a UFO, but I have always had this yearning for contact. And those of you don't know me in English world, but those of you who know me in the Spanish world, doing the interviews for years, and asking people, what do you do to have this contact? And I was thinking, why not me? What's happening? use me in some way, my cosmic family. I want to be of service. I want to do something. I want to contribute. I want to help you with this mission. And I always felt I was not listened to. I wasn't heard. And I didn't know why. I was ready to give all for this. And now, believe me or not, the question is not, why not me? But the question is, why me? What has happened? What's happening? I'm still pinching myself. A lot of changes personally happened to me in the last weeks. Not only because of the contact, but the contact was like a stamp. For example, my relationship of 7 years has come to an end just a few weeks ago. And yes, the frequencies are changing. The transition is near. The ascension is happening. The frequencies are getting adjusted. You will see, Zvaro will talk about the matrix, the 3D matrix, and what this is all about, how we are limited by the frequencies coming to us from the moon, how all this works. She will give us the technology, or she will explain how it works. She will explain the ascension. She will explain the power of our consciousness to overcome this 3D matrix imprisonment that we are under. And she will explain that the imprisonment, even though it's there, it is actually, in some way, the illusion they are having us under. They are having us trapped under the mental control. And we have in our power to break free and to overcome the matrix and reprogram it. The matrix is something reprogrammable. It can be broken and hacked. And the key is in our consciousness and our mind. And the messages are talking about that. And not only. Among different subjects that are coming to be shared with you, matrix, 3D, holographic inserts and events coming from the moon, holographic, well, 3D matrix, unreal people. She will be talking about people that are actually not real. They don't have souls. They don't really exist. They are part of the matrix program. We will talk about densities, which is actually like dimensions, but she's talking about it in terms of densities. We will talk a lot about consciousness and how to raise the frequency, because the key is in raising our frequency to overcome the matrix and to confront ourselves with a transition that is coming, that is very near. Svaru is very spiritual, but she's very scientific, because they only have one brain mass. So, as far as I understand, I hope I didn't get it wrong, Svaru. So their understanding of the reality is what they call holographic, which means they see the reality as a whole. There are no separating elements of the reality, the science, art, spirituality, metaphysics. It's all together. They perceive and they understand it all as one. So we will talk about that. We will talk about clones, the clone subject, very dangerous subject right now, clones technology, artificial intelligence. It will be explained how it works. Black goo, for example. She will also mention artificial souls and the experiments that are being conducted on with the souls of people underground. She will also talk about the manifestation of matter, how matter is created, how biology is created first from the etheric levels, and then how it translates down to manifest as matter and biology. Very interesting. So many things we will talk about. You have to subscribe, because this is going to be a journey, believe me. Chips, free energy. By the way, this is something I have to say. So the format of the videos, which I only published two of them, is my chats with Svaru. I ask questions, she responds. As I said, we have a chat. We talk with her through the chat on the internet. So then I transcribe it and I read it. So it will be my voice slightly distorted. So it's going to be one part, my chat with Svaru, one format. Another format will be something which she has started just recently, writing articles. She writes very long articles about all these different scientific, not only scientific matters. And one of them will be about free zero-point energy. Stay tuned. This is going to be a bomb. Very interesting subjects. 5D ascension, for example, suffering. What is suffering? Why do we suffer? Soul, karma, and life in general on their planet. How to reprogram the mind, health. It's just, there's so much. I kind of feel overwhelmed because I have been doing this since April and publishing a lot of videos, and now I want to kind of launch it all into the English world. It's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be worth it. Please join me. Okay, and just to end this introduction, who are they basically? Who are the Taygetan Pleiadians and where are they? They are right now in the orbit of the Earth. Yes, they have several big ships and smaller few ones, and they are sitting there permanently in the orbit of the Earth. It has been explained in the first video. Who are we and then why are we here? Amazing stuff. It's something very important. That's why I opened this channel, because it has to be shared. This is disclosure. This is part of the disclosure. I'm not saying it's the only one. It's happening through many people. It's happening on many different layers and many different levels. But it's very important. Please just give it a try. Listen to a few videos and see how you feel. And if it fits, if it feels right to you, if it's something you wish to pursue. But from my point of view, I trust it completely. I'm giving it all my life right now. I am very grateful for it. It's the highlight of my life. I have been giving a lot of personal information about myself. A lot of my own strange feelings make sense to me. I understand more about who I am, which I am very grateful for. Please, thank you very much for sharing with me more about star origin of the soul and how it all works. I'm very happy. And I hope the videos can and the messages and the information can be as well received as it was by the Spanish world. I can only hope so, because it really is worth your time if you are interested in these subjects. A big reason why I actually trust this information and I know it is real is because it activates, actually, the more I listen to Svaru, the more I listen to her transparent, honest, and clear, very precise information, the more it activates my own information about these subjects. It's something I have always sensed myself in different areas. I just didn't have the reference. She gave me the picture for the puzzle, and it just activates my own inner knowledge, my own information. I trust this information because it is my information. I trust myself. I trust myself to be able to detect what information is true. And this information is coming out from my genes, from my cells. She just activates it. She activates the memory of it. It's amazing. Thank you so much. More is coming. Stay tuned. It is going to be an amazing journey. Thank you so much. And until the next video, bye. Well, I've invited my friend Robert, who I was referring to. He has had the contact with me as well, and is continuing to have this contact. Hello, Robert.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, he doesn't speak English much, right? No, much.
I don't speak English. For now, I don't speak English.
Okay, but your contact with Svaru, good?
Good.
Yes, a lot of information?
Yes, a lot of information, yes.
Yes, good information, yes?
It's good.
Yes,
very good information. Yes.
I can have more conversation with Robert because he doesn't speak much English, but I wanted you to meet him so you can see that this is for real. I mean, we are both having this experience. It's something mind-blowing, and I want you to come with us on this journey. I would like that. The decision is yours, and nothing more. Nothing more to that. We are just sharing it, and launching it
for you? I don't speak English, but I understand English.
Oh yes?
Oh yes, really, oh, really, okay. Really.
Okay, well, thank you, Robert. Okay. Maybe
you're welcome.
I'll see you some other time in my channel.
Okay, see you later. Bye bye.